shot and killed by Israeli military forces during a protest in the occupied West Bank, was buried today with hundreds attending her funeral, including Turkey's vice president. VOA's Özgürkan Bakule reports.
During the funeral at the mosque, the crowd chanted slogans denouncing Israel and the U.S. Turkish-American citizen Egi was a human rights activist and a volunteer with International Solidarity Movement, which supports Palestinians through nonviolent means against the Israel occupation. The Israel Defense Forces state that she might have been accidentally hit indirectly. However, autopsy report by the Palestinian Authority shows she was killed by a direct hit. Washington has condemned the killing as unacceptable. Ankara also plans to request international arrest warrants for those it considers responsible for what it views as an intentional killing. Olcan Bakiler, Voice of America, Didim, Aydın.
Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight, killing 14 people. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenar Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The United Arab Emirates is not prepared to support a post-war plan for Gaza without the establishment of a Palestinian state, the foreign minister said. This is VOA News. Iran says it launched a satellite into space with a rocket built by the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Iran described the launch Saturday as a success, which would be the second such launch to put a satellite into orbit with that particular rocket. There was no immediate independent confirmation of the launch's success, nor did Iranian authorities immediately provide footage or other details. Meanwhile, Iran continues to enrich uranium to nearly weapons-grade levels, raising concerns among non-proliferation experts about Tehran's program. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United States federal government is warning communities that they're running out of time to use billions of dollars in pandemic relief funding. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Time is running out for local governments to use their share of the American Rescue Plan passed in 2021. The Treasury Department's reminding municipal leaders the $350 billion awarded to communities to help spur their economies during the pandemic must be obligated to specific projects by the end of this year. If not, the money has to be given back. An Associated Press analysis finds about 20% of communities have dedicated only about half the money they've received. Some show 0% committed to specific projects. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of people gathered in cities around France on Saturday in support of Gisèle Pelicot, a woman whose husband is on trial, accused of drugging her and recruiting dozens of strangers to rape her for nearly a decade in a case that has shocked the nation. As her extraordinary story has rippled through France since the trial began earlier this month, Pelicot, now aged 72, has become a symbol of courage and resilience and of the fight against sexual violence. It was her decision to forgo a private trial and instead insist on a public trial due to run until December to alert the public to sexual abuse and drug-induced blackouts, her lawyers have said. Evacuations and preparations were underway across Central Europe on Saturday as heavy rains caused severe flooding in areas from Romania to Poland, where drone footage showed the extent of flooding in towns and villages close to the Czech border. Fire crews were building up defenses around rivers as weather forecasts predicted very heavy rainfall to fall around the area over the next 24 hours. For more news and expanded coverage, head to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day, and follow Voice of America on social media on Facebook, Twitter, also known as X, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.